Good morning. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Before we go to prayer, a few weeks ago I had the pleasure of dining with the justices along with John and his wife, and during that time we were together, Mr. Justice mentioned a family here that lives out their faith. They let their faith do the talking. And I just wanted to witness to you today that I've seen this while fellowshipping with all of you. Really the manifestation of Christ in you. And from my perspective, I just wanted to say that that this isn't mistaken for something fabricated by you, the acting out on your part, but actually God working through you. And I believe this is because I watch you guys ask for it, which I think is the most important thing. He's in your worship, He's in your prayers, your songs, and definitely in your lives. So with that, let us glorify God with these works that He's manifested in you. Let's pray. Praise and honor, Heavenly Father, God of heaven and earth, to your holy name. We praise and honor you today for the mighty and wonderful work you're doing in this gathering. We praise you for the love, the unity, the growing of grace for all who fellowship here at Providence. Now humble us and ready us to present ourselves before you. May we be the sacrifice that is pleasing to you, a sweet and satisfying sacrifice for you, Lord. And our petitions, please meet our needs today, our need to worship you, our triune God, in spirit and truth. Let your word come to us today in power, and with great understanding that we may come away perfected in that measure of grace that you have for us, each and every one of us today, both young and old. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.